Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
My ex-husband just drives me crazy. It's always, always something with him. But the latest thing I found out, I don't know how to handle. So he's in a throuple.
Oh, you don't hear that every day.
No.
Yeah, he has two live-in girlfriends. I knew about one of them, but in the last month or so, I've been trying to figure out who this other woman my kids have been talking about is, and he finally admitted it to me. And I really wouldn't care what he's doing in his personal life, except for the fact that we have little kids. We have a son who's 6 and a daughter who's 4, and we share custody. And they're with their dad on most weekends. And what sucks is that this is just another thing to add to the list of things we fight about and disagree about on raising our children. I mean, that's part of the reason we're divorced.
I can see that. I mean, I wasn't exactly the greatest ex-husband when I first got divorced, but they have little moldable minds right now at 6 and 4.
Yes.
Right? I mean, at his house, all they eat is fast food and candy, and they watch things that are not appropriate for kids, and I can only imagine what they're exposed to while they're there. But now he has two women that are influencing our children, and I'm trying not to be judgy, but these are my babies.
It's like so much to explain and all of that.
Right, exactly. And they're so young, and I know that they'll learn about all kinds of different relationships at some point later in life, but this is their dad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, parenting with an ex, I think, can be really hard, but this kind of takes it to the next level.
This is a lot, and he clearly was hiding it from me, knowing I wasn't going to take it well, and I tried so hard to be calm, and I said, well, I really don't want the kids to be exposed to this lifestyle, and then he had the nerve to say, don't you think this lifestyle is better than me having a new girlfriend every month?
Was that the situation before?
Oh, I mean, for a while. I mean, he really swung for a bit. I don't know. Is this something I can put my foot down and say that I don't want the women living at the house on the weekends that the kids are there? Or do I even have any control over this?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to co-parent here because I'm kind of a basic woman and I'm okay with that. But I just, again, these are my babies. I don't know what to do here. This is beyond my ken. And also knowing my ex-husband, this will be yet another phase as he's trying to figure his life out. And why do my kids need to be involved with it?
All right. I feel like this is above our pay grade.
100%. Brent from Blaine, what do you think?
So it sounds like they need boundaries. It's not fair to really put limits on him and his lifestyle, but it is fair to say, hey, I'd like to meet these two women. I'd like to meet the people that are influencing my children. And then everybody sit down and come up with a plan for what's happening around the children. The inappropriate stuff on the TV, okay, not okay, but we can talk about that. But you don't really get to set stipulations on your ex's lifestyle.
Yeah.
Good
that's
point.
My opinion.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's exactly what we're looking for. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep.
Chris, you are polyamorous. I don't know how to word that. You're in a polyamorous relationship or you are polyamorous. How do you say that?
I am polyamorous.
Okay. All right.
So I'm not in a throuple, but I do have a primary partner who lives with me, and I have a secondary partner who does know who my kids are. And my kids are 11, 7, and 4.
Okay.
And it's very easy to talk to kids about it. The way that you don't even have to go into detail. The only way that I've explained it to them is that just like we can love multiple relatives and multiple friends, we can have multiple romantic loves in our life as well. And we don't need to limit ourselves.
Okay, and did you do that right away, talking to your kids about it, or did it something that just kind of naturally came up, being around them?
It came up after they had met my secondary partner a couple of times.
Okay. I feel like the problem that she has with this is, A, he was lying about it. You know, that was the first thing. And then you find out there's these two women there, you know, that are influencing your kids, whether you know, like to think about it or not.
Yeah.
And
I'm divorced as well. And my ex-husband actually lives with me in my basement. We have a very blended family.
Oh, man, that's a lot of people to keep track of.
You have 7 people in the house. My partner's son also lives with us, so...
Oh my.
Is there ever a moment you're like, okay guys, maybe we need a bigger house?
Yeah.
She's like, you don't even know the half of it.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've taught my kids where we've, you know, not every family structure is the same.
That is very true.
It is. And and kids are going to learn this as they grow up for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you're a parent, no matter what the situation is, you think when is the right time to share different things with them? And what is it, 4 and 6 the kids are?
Yes, 4 and 6, yeah. Son 6.
Yeah, and that's what she can do is she can educate from her on her side and make sure that they're getting her, you know, good education on it.
Okay.
If he's not providing it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
I think it sounds like, I mean, what do text messages say, Des?
I was going to say, it's pretty divided when it comes to text messages. Some people are like, these kids are a little young to be discussing this. A lot of people, it has nothing to do what the lifestyle is. They're saying, why do you need to expose your kids to the people you're dating so early? You know what I mean? It's that, whether it's a man or a woman or 2 women or 10 women. You know, a lot of people are saying you need to talk about it. And then, people are saying, because she said, do I have like a leg to stand on here if I don't want him to see or be at the house? And people are saying, you really don't. You could discuss it with the lawyer.
So what we're finding out is we gave you no help.
No help.
No help.
Whatsoever. Sorry, Jenny.
It's split 50-50.
Gonna have to try another radio station, Jenny.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe you could talk to a lawyer and see what you could do, what you know, the rights are, the rules are with your, you know, with your custody, or just again talking to your kids, or maybe just having a real good conversation with your ex.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your calls and your texts, and I mean, again, we didn't help them and neither did you. So we're all in the same camp.